Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Kelly.
Talk to me about a JoJo.
So a JoJo, as you mentioned, is a world music, but also jazz and soul music band that was born in New York about 6 years ago in my initiative. It started as I was the sideman for another band, for JoJo Kuo's band, Afrobeat Collective. And JoJo Kuo used to be the drummer for Fela Kuti, the legend of Afrobeat. And he had this band in New York where we would play every Friday, either at Zing Bar or Fat Cat, those jazz clubs. And JoJo left town in 2012, and basically gave me the keys to the house and told me, Yasin, you should make it your own band. You know, bring your own tunes. And that's how it started. It was called differently back then, something like the Afro Groove Collective. And it slowly became what it is now, a JoJo. And this is, we're celebrating the release of our second album on this tour. So that's about it.
So you are coming to the Christina Cultural Arts Center on Saturday, November 9th. And this isn't your first time coming to Wilmington, right?
This is the second time, absolutely. We came to the Christina Cultural Arts Center last year. And we came the first time through an initiative called the Jazz Touring Network that pairs promoters in the Mid-Atlantic region with a selection of jazz groups in the U.S. And so it was our first time there, and it was quite extraordinary.
All right, again, we're talking to Yasin Bolaris, and Yasin is the band leader for a JoJo, coming to the Christina Cultural Arts Center on Saturday, November 9th. Give us your background, Yasin. How long have you been in the music industry, if you will?
I've been in the music industry for about 15 years. I'm French-Tunisian, grew up in Paris, France. Moved to the U.S. On a Fulbright scholarship in 2009 to study at the New School, where I met some of the band members, actually. Sarah Elizabeth Charles, who's the lead singer of the band. And I'm involved in very different projects as a saxophone player, recorded with Placido Domingo, and that's classical music. I'm touring regularly with the band Tabu Combo, that's a Haitian compa band that's been touring since the 60s.
And you said a JoJo just got together about 6 years ago?
Yes, it started at first informally as an outgrowth of another band, as the Afro Groove Collective. Our debut album came out in 2015, and I think we were already playing since 2013, approximately, yeah, so 6 years ago.
What can people expect who attend this performance on Saturday, November 9th?
First of all, I think they'll hear music that they've never heard before, but that sounds very familiar, because that's, for me, the key to people's heart is familiarity, but also hearing something unexpected. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, I think they're going to want to take their dancing shoes, so to speak, because we're very upbeat, and the grooves and the rhythms we bring from West Africa and from North Africa mixed with jazz will make people want to dance for sure. And then I think we welcome people with an open mind, because a lot of what we talk about in our songs is not just party, and it's socially conscious, I want to say. We talk about our backgrounds. We're all from different parts of the world. We talk about us living in the U.S. in 2019, which has its challenges. And so, yeah, I think we're a party band that talks about serious issues with kind of sophisticated music. I think that's the elevator pitch, so to speak.